I'll be very disappointed if that is true. Planting of trees is one of the most essential things that every Zimbabwean must actually partake of. I would love a day when I hear that all of us, be it 40 million of us, went out of our way each to plant a tree. That would really save, our environment, our climate. We are already experiencing a lot of climate changes. Look at the drought that we're having and the catastrophes that are befalling us, like a second Idai and stuff like that. All these are due to climate change issues, and planting of trees would go a long way in alleviating some of these problems that we face in terms of the weather and stuff like that. So really, if Chamisa and his gang for once decided to do a positive thing like plant trees, why would the police go out of their way to go and brutalize them there? That would be very insane and inhuman, and definitely the person who has done that must definitely be looked at and investigated, and head must start to roll.
Mr. Chuma, why are the police doing all this?
I can tell you right now that I am a member of ZANU-PF, and I sit in some meetings that they do give a direction to how ZANU-PF is going to go as a way forward. And we are a progressive party under this new dispensation. We have said that we want to do everything right. We want to try by all means to resuscitate this economy. And definitely, such brutality does not then resound well with the kind of vision that our president has. So what I'm simply trying to say is that if such a thing occurred, then it simply means and shows that there are some people, hidden elements, that are against the dictates of our party, ZANU-PF. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm always disappointed when people want to then label these police forces and stuff like that as ZANU-PF when it suits them. When it doesn't suit them, they'll tell you that, no, this is a state arm and it must not be mixed with ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF did not go out there and fire guns and brutalize people. It is the police, and they must account for their action. Because honestly speaking, what is wrong with somebody planting a tree? And why would you want to shoot somebody who is actually adding to the wellness of our environment? So if ever there is anything like that, let it be investigated. I can tell you now that there are people within the system, within government itself, and even within our party, who are out there to work to undermine the gains of this new dispensation. They are going to make sure that they make the president look as bad as possible and not achieve whatever goodness he is trying to achieve for the nation. And they will do all sorts of shenanigans to achieve that. And it is high time that His Excellency the President really looks around him and see that are we all moving in the same direction? Are we pulling together in the same direction? Because what is happening is not definitely a ZANU-PF thing. It is a barbaric and archaic activity that we should not condemn at all as Zimbabweans. Well, Chamisa is a president of the opposition, but he's still Zimbabwean. Why should that? Why should it him? If he's doing a good thing, for once, Chamisa has been blundering and doing all sorts of shenanigans, but for once, planting a tree is something that is so vital that should be commended, even if it's done by your worst enemy or the opposition. And everybody should be taking that responsibility as a Zimbabwean to plant trees. We need the trees, you know. But no, now you will find such a report. So if it is true, I'm telling you, my brother, head must roll. Whoever sanctioned that must definitely carry his cross and enforce the music, because you cannot continue having a polarized nation. You cannot continue having people doing whatever they want to do and get away with it. It's wrong. It's not ZANU-PF, it's not Zimbabwean. That's just barbaric.